From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. American Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
North Korea's irresponsible and careless acts have just proved to be quite costly to the regime. This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. A warning by North Korea, to North Korea that is, by the foreign ministers of the group of 10 Southeast Asian countries, ASEAN, expected to sue the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in their region at the same time they hope to protect their own ties with North Korea. Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine foreign affairs spokesman declined to make a U.S. connection. U.S. military says it's called off the search for three Marines who are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off of Australia's eastern coast. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. The aircraft had been launched from an American assault ship and was involved in routine operations when it crashed. This is VOA News.